Michelle Kozelek, who legally changed his name in 1993, is currently serving a sentence for the 1990 murder of his wife, Cheryl Kozelek. Kozelek strangled her and left the body in a car in a shopping mall parking lot in the southeast Massachusetts town of North Attleboro. Kozelek, who has been diagnosed with gender identity disorder, has been living his life as a woman inside an all-male prison in Norfolk for almost two decades. Earlier this week, U.S. District Court Chief Judge Mark Wolf ruled that gender reassignment surgery was necessary for Kozelek's treatment of his mental illness. According to Wolf, by denying Kozelek a sex change, the Department of Correction violated his Eighth Amendment right. Wolf wrote in his ruling that the Department of Correction's denial of the surgery counts as cruel and unusual punishment, and that, quote, denying adequate medical care because of fear or controversy or criticism from politicians, the press, and the public serves no legitimate penological purpose, unquote. In a statement provided to WAMC from the Department of Correction, DOC spokeswoman Diane Whiffen only said, quote, we are reviewing the decision, unquote. Equality rights groups are heralding the judge's decision as a positive step for incarcerated transgendered people. Mara Kiesling, executive director of the National Center for Transgender Equality in Washington, D.C., says that the judge's ruling is in line with the U.S. Constitution.
We are glad that we have a constitution in the United States, and our constitution clearly says that you can't commit cruel and unusual punishment against even the most heinous prisoners. And denying health care has been said over and over again by courts to be cruel and unusual punishment. So we're glad that the court has once again upheld that you cannot withhold medical care for prisoners.
Gunnar Scott, executive director of the Massachusetts Transgender Political Coalition, says that gender identity disorder is recognized by top medical organizations and that it is lawful and necessary to provide Kozelek with proper treatment, including the sex change operation.
Prestigious associations such as the American Medical Association, the American Psychological Association, have put positions out that include that gender reassignment surgery, hormone therapy, and other medical treatments are medically necessary for transgender individuals or for those who are suffering from gender dysphoria. This federal judge's ruling is in line with these well-respected medical associations and understanding that gender reassignment surgery is medically necessary and can be part of a medical treatment plan for transgender individuals.
State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr released a statement on the case, which was sent to WAMC over email. The statement says in part that, quote, the decision will lead to an outrageous result in the current case and sets a bad precedent for future cases. Tarr continues saying that the decision must not be allowed to stand and that the Department of Corrections should immediately appeal it. Tarr also noted that he is writing a letter to the Department of Correction and that he will reach out to the legislature for further support in opposition. The senator previously filed failed legislation that would prevent public funds to pay for sex reassignment operations. In a previous court ruling in 2002, the DOC did grant Kozelek access to hormone replacement therapy and laser hair removal. Mara Kiesling of the NCTE says that the medical community is more often recognizing transgendered prisoners today.
Will this affect prisoners across the country? The trends are going that way. Not this particular case as much as just the way trends are going and the way the medical community is now viewing transgender people.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.